Well, thank you very much for taking your time, in spite of your very busy schedule, to be with us. And taking this opportunity, I would like to express our gratitude for your continuous support and understanding. Now, without further ado, I would like to start the presentation on the financial results for the first quarter just ended. So the financial results this time, in one word, is very much affected by the weakened market following the Great East Japan earthquake. Operating revenues, 33.512 billion yen, 2.4% increase year-on-year. Operating income, 3.063 billion, +14.1% year-on-year. Ordinary income, 2.467 billion yen, +137.7% year-on-year. Net income, 1.515 billion yen, +19.9% year-on-year. So both sales and profits increased from the same quarter a year earlier, but I am not satisfied with these numbers. Now, EBITDA equals operating income plus allowance for depreciation plus goodwill amortization. This EBITDA, on a year-on-year basis, increased 11.3% to 6.515 billion yen. In the fiscal 2012, we are planning to adopt IFRS voluntarily. If that is the case, this amortization of the goodwill will not be recorded as an operating expense. As a result, operating income will rise. So the 1.933 billion yen will be recorded as operating income. Now, by segment operating revenue, so which segments are affected by the earthquake? It is obvious. The brokerage and investment banking and housing real estate, these are the two areas hit by the earthquake. In terms of income, it slightly looks different. Financial services too, operating losses was recorded for different reasons. Nothing to do with the earthquake. This is the 0.3 billion yen for the provision for allowance for doubtful accounts was recorded. In the second quarter, SBI Credit, which became a subsidiary, incurred operating losses. So this is the major cause of their reduction in the income. I will elaborate on these items later. Now, I would like to give you the outlines, explanation about operating income by segment. First, asset management business. Operating revenue, 7.5 billion yen, 24% increase year-on-year. Operating income, 4.8 billion yen, 332% increase year-on-year. Since 2005, we have been aggressively performing in overseas markets, and that is exactly where these positive results were generated. Overseas markets and Japanese markets is compared regarding IPOs. The number of companies in the world, 1,390 companies IPO'd in Japan. So it hardly grew, 34, 19, 23. In the first quarter just ended, Japan, only six companies IPO'd. In the world, 378 companies. Again, very sharp growth in the world. Since April this year, the original scheduled companies to be IPO'd, the number is two, but it was suspended in April. For example, Avantstrate to be listed on Mothers, it was suspended. It is not yet determined when it will be IPO'd. Roccolio Pharma on the Nasdaq was listed on July the 20th, but there was a major delay. And the postponement of IPOs due to earthquake occurred. Now, the exit was implemented, but if you see the initial price of a public offering price variance, so this is the multiple before the earthquake, 1.25. But after the earthquake, 1.03. This is the latest number. In terms of performance, the situations are not very much favorable. IPO, regarding IPOs, most of them were closed overseas. April, May, and June, all overseas. Renren, Nibek in Korea, and another IPO in Taiwan, and AIM, one company, exited. And of course, the pricing was very difficult. So we used the sales price of Tokyo AIM determined. Performance comparison with a major venture capital company. When it comes to a major venture capital company, it seems that Jafco is the only one remaining. So in comparison to Jafco, the revenues are shown here and also the income. But Jafco, according to the Nikkei article, they listed the final profit of 5.3 billion yen and they grew the gains on the sale of available for sale securities. But the truth is as follows. Of those gains, almost all of them, almost all indeed, is the gains from the sales of Nomura land and building shares. Nomura Securities bought all those shares, which generated 10 billion yen gains. That's all. So only the remaining 400 million is left. So in truth, they didn't generate any profit from their core business. What is most strange is that according to the statement, their accumulated foreign exchange adjustment expenses, which is usually recorded as valuation difference on available for sale securities on net asset. So the new account item was created. And the amount was 4.1 billion yen. I don't know why the accounting firm accepted such treatment. The tax authorities would never accept this kind of treatment. And when it comes to interim results announcement and full year announcement, this kind of treatment will not be approved. So this is the first case I've ever experienced. But in other words, this is a proof that Jafco is indeed facing difficulties. The investment amount was 19.3 billion yen on our part and about a little less than 4 billion on Jafco basis. And the number of companies invested is IPO'd, a correction, was 49 for SBI and 27 for Jafco. So we are still making investment. Most of the venture capitalists in Japan suspended or stopped their investment activities. Our New Horizon Fund is making good progress. Number one and number two. Number two is doing also very well. And the market value of the portfolio shares increased approximately 6.3 times the investment cost. And brokerage and investment banking business. This is the business segment that is hard hit by the earthquake. Operating revenues, 11 billion, minus 16% year on year. Operating income, 0.9 billion, minus 67% year on year. So this excludes the amortization of goodwill. Fiscal 11 from August that year. We reached the bottom, and then we picked up, so we were very much pleased. But in March, the earthquake occurred, and sharply, April, May, June, results worsened. But July, we are beginning to see some signs of recovery. January, March, and April, June, if these two terms are compared, the 34.6% decline was seen with individual brokerage value in the first quarter. Minus 16.4% was the decline level year on year. This is the trading value at SBI Securities. Again, June hit the bottom. And in July, as of the 26th, 7.4% improvement. So I think the bottom was reached in June. So April, May, and June were the three very difficult months for us. SBI Securities consolidated results are shown here. Operating revenues, 10.008 billion, down 16.3% year-on-year. Operating income, 1.847 billion, minus 46.7%. Ordinary income, 1.913 billion, down 47% year-on-year. Net income, 1.956 billion, and down 49.8% year-on-year. Now, in terms of online major five companies, I think we have done quite well. Across the board, we see the negative results. Rakuten, net income 62.9% reduction, and Matsui down, Monex minus 56.4%. I think there will be further decline. Some of the net brokerage firms will face a difficulty in generating a profit. In terms of the number of accounts, 2.257363 million. As at June 2011, we are by far ahead in terms of the number of accounts. Between April and June period, even that period of time, we had a good net increase. The deposit assets is 4,116.6 billion. So this is the increase of 312.8 billion in increase year on year, or plus 8.2%. Again, a very overwhelming result. And in terms of share, the share of individual stock trading value, 33.5%, and individual margin trading value, in terms of that, we have 35.4% market share. So this is the overall surrounding. So we need to diversify the source of revenues. And as one of such measures, investment trust, we try to focus in that business. Compared with the year before, 12.7% increase. And quarterly change in balance of investment trust, continuously, as you see here, we have grown very steadily. So for the year March 2012, 500 billion level, or more precisely, 502.7 billion. This is the level we achieved. Now the daily average sales of investment trust. Again, the bottom was seen in the third quarter. There was some drop in the second quarter, but still we were doing quite well. And the largest number of products offered among online brokers, reaching 1,111. We are also expanding number of no-load investment trusts, 285. So we are offering a good options lineup of products to our customers in order to expand business. And another area of focus is foreign bond sales. Revenues from bond business in the first quarter just ended. We saw 39.3% growth year on year. In July, we are still enjoying quite smooth growth with this business. Expansion of foreign stocks offering, and this is the area we need to further focus going forward. Especially Indonesian stocks will be brokered very soon. Vietnam, yes, so we already made a start in that market. So in these markets, we would like to make enhanced research to promote our sales to the customers. Foreign stocks and foreign bonds, we would like to grow these businesses exponentially in many ways. For example, in Cambodia, newly IPO'd companies, so we shall be underwriting their IPOs as lead manager, and a part of their shares can be offered in Japan. That is some idea, and we would like to prepare good systems to enable that. Now, the futures and options trading, the derivatives is another area we would like to emphasize. For example, Korea, they have a large, almost the largest market in the world in these products, so we would like to follow suit. I think because this will be a good new source generation business. And with Nikkei 225 options, 45% share is already possessed. So all of these areas, including futures and many, we would like to grow our share. The Forex recently is becoming sluggish because of very low volatility, especially the dollar-yen. We just see that only temporary movement. So that is the overall situation. So that's why the transaction volume is rather sluggish at 4,736.6 billion yen. And of course, we had this leverage regulation. So our forex margin trading value remains high. That's what you read here. But unfortunately, we will not be able to see the sharp increase. Starting the 1st of August, the upper limit of leverage became 25 instead of 50. So that's why we decided to narrow the spreads of major currency pairs to the industry's lowest level. This table shows you that we have by far the lowest level. Before announcement and after announcement, new account registration grew 79.5%, and new deposit grew 6.4 times. So this very narrow spread level boosted all these numbers. And the SBI Liquidity Markets trading volume ratio to Click 365 was about 70%. This is the recent trend. So we would like to see how much more positive impact will be generated. Without higher volatility, we will not be able to enjoy satisfactory profitability. But whatever the situation would be, we would like to expand the customer base anyway, because once the volatility comes back, then we will be able to enjoy the larger profitability. So we have to be prepared. Now, next, the PTS. Starting next year, we said that 2011 would be an inaugural year of PTS. It is very obvious that this PTS is growing. April-June period, the market share is shown here. In April, market share vis-à-vis the TSE first section, April 1.32%, May 1.59%, June 1.89%. So, and as of July the 22nd, we have a 2.4. This means a 2.4% share against the Tokyo Stock Exchange first section. And as you see, the ordinary loss is shrinking over the time. And in June, this is the number down to 38.3 million. So I think we will soon be enjoying the black number on a monthly basis. Now, SBI Securities started SOR. SOR stands for Smart Order Routing. So automatically, the system selects from among multiple markets the best market. So this service system, since it started, we are very our system is very well appreciated by the customers. For SBI Securities customers, it is the same effect as receiving a cashback payment of 3 million per day or 60 million per month. In the past, they only enjoyed the low level of commissions. But going forward, strategically speaking, this kind of system will be a differentiating tool for the company like ourselves. Over time in Japan, we acted as number one of this BTC market. With the entry of TAIEX, we are slightly defeated by them. In July, once again, we are ahead of them because we, SBI Holdings, are participating in this BTS. Before SOR, TAIEX and JAPANEX, if you compare them to about 1 billion higher for TAIEX. And now the situation was reversed.
Here it says, with increased visibility, PTS has been widely used in Japan. In 2009, January to December, 2,992.8 billion yen. In 2010, it grew to 3,135.6 billion. And this year, from January to June, 5,169 billion yen. So compared to the 2010, it is 3.3 times the volume. So it is a surprisingly the strong speed. And we will see the more growth in this area. The part of the reason is that the number of participating companies will increase. The Daiwa Capital Markets, Nomura Securities, and two other domestic companies and two other foreign companies are expected to participate in this PTS. In 2011, there were four the new companies participating in this scheme. So the number of companies is growing steadily. And looking at the success of our SRR, the customers are moving more to our direction. And looking at that situation, other internet companies have no other choice than doing the same. But even when they do that, there are some systems issues that they have to deal with, and it takes about 6 months. As to the rules for best execution in the United States and Europe, it is a must. It is legally binding. In Japan, we also have the similar law, and we already have as an article 42, best execution obligation law was already introduced. It says a financial instruments business operator shall execute orders for transactions of securities in accordance with the best execution policy. But this is not the reality. It is strange. I think I need to make the more say to the government. And also 5% the stupid rule is also being applied. And this is another strange part of the current scheme. And when it comes to the 10% the share, they urge you to be on the other exchange, trading. But it is not the case in other countries. So that's something that we need to rectify. Financial services business, the operating revenues, 9.6 billion yen. Operating income, -0.7 billion yen. Operating revenue increased by 34% year-on-year. Credit the card business and non-insurance business are included. And those businesses are growing. But of course, when it comes to insurance business, upfront you incur more costs. And SBI Veritrans was delisted on July 22nd and is to be wholly owned subsidiary of SBI Holdings on August 1st. In the first quarter, OP revenue increased 27.6% and the 17.3% increase for ordinary income. So their business is growing very steadily. However, even Veritrans was impacted by the earthquake. After the earthquake, the trading decreased. But in the first quarter, we already saw some recovery. Morningstar. The operating revenue, they are still struggling because most of the customers are the other financial institutions which are struggling and after the earthquake. The operating income, +8%. Ordinary income +6.6%, net income +9.7%. So they are showing very steady growth in all the profit items. The SBI's Mission Net Bank, the change in number of accounts in 1,171,068 accounts as of July 18th and deposits as of July 18th, 1,671.6 billion yen. And the synergy with SBI Securities, About 40% of SBI Securities deposits are via SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and the other about 40% of SBI Sumishin Net Bank depositors are via SBI Securities. So there is already a very strong synergy between SBI Securities and SBI Sumishin Net Bank. And MRF, in June, the new purchases of MRF was finalized. And now many customers have already been transferred to the hybrid deposit. And as of June 2011, we still have the deposit of the 303.4 billion yen as MRF balance, which will be transferred to SBI hybrid deposits. The beauty of this scheme is that the funding cost is about 0.53%, but hybrid deposit interest rate is about 0.10%. So by transferring the assets to the hybrid deposit, we can expect the big decrease in funding cost. This is SBI Sumishin Net Bank comparison with the Sony Bank. As you know, the Sony Bank was established in June 2001, and 6 years later, SBI Sumishin started its operation. And already in June 2010, we exceeded Sony Bank in terms of customer accounts, and in change in deposit amount, I think we already exceeded, outperformed the Sony. And in terms of the housing loans, we exceeded Sony Bank in March 2011, and the gap is widening. The group synergy is working very nicely to produce these the results. When I said that I would start a bank, people tried to discourage me. You are saying that you are 6 years later than Sony, but please look at the results. We are doing better than Sony. And of course, the interest rate will lure many customers, but the asset management after that is more important. Efficient and stable, safe asset management is a must. One focus is a personal loan, which is expanding, what we call net loan. 23.2 billion yen. It is increasing month on month basis. The next one is auto loan business. Auto loans outstanding of SBI Sumishin Net Bank expanded approximately 4.2 times during the past year owing to the synergies with SBI Credit and SBI Auto Support. The question is how to increase the loan business, and where can we find the investment methods which are safe? And it is in that context that we have the following two companies. The SBI Credit, which was purchased from Galiba, is providing auto loans through the network of approximately 4,500 participating stores, including used car dealers. Their business is growing steadily. And SBI Auto Support was established with JAA, which is an operating company of auction venues for used cars. And this SBI Auto Support is also growing steadily, their business. So we create supporting functions around the core business so that the core business can grow. In the first quarter 2011, we secured more than 90% year-on-year increase, so this is the result of the first quarter. So I'm saying that this year its target is 5 billion, next year 10 billion. And in the year ending March 2011, we achieved the 1,250 million yen. And we achieved it in a very short period of time. Auto-related business, SBI Auto Support, SBI Holdings has 70%. And JA invests 30%. JA operates auction venue. Because of the earthquake, the demands for used cars are increasing, which is something unexpected, and there are many the newspaper articles about it, and auto loan the business is likely to expand more and more. The SBI Auto Support turned around in the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2010 and continues to increase profits in the first quarter 2011, and our insurance business is also expanding. And the SBI Auto Support is doing both the insurance, while the SBI Auto Support is giving impact both for insurance and the banking business. What about SBI Credit, which was expected to turn around this year, but there is 1 year delay because of the change in accounting methods, but their business is growing steadily. In June, they achieved the 3 billion yen transaction volume for the first time. This business was purchased from Galliba, selling the used cars. SBI the insurance, which is increasing very steadily, as of the end of June, 286,000 contracts. During the past 1 year, compound annual growth rate is 115.7% from June 2009, and the prices were changed in June. And after the change, our new business number increased 1.7 times than that in April through May. And this is the article in the Nikkei newspaper. SBI increased by 113.6% the increase in the automobile insurance premium revenue. It is outstanding. InDesign also increased by 160%, but the business is still small. So it is just a question of time to outperform Sompo 24, and in the next fiscal year, we are sure that we can outperform American Home as well. So this is the current progress that we are making. Again, the group synergy is playing a very important role, especially in Swerve, the insurance marketplace in Swerve. With that presence, our insurance is growing. On an accumulated basis, the cumulative number of InSwerve, the quotation service users stopped 5.07 million. So through websites for comparisons and estimates, 80.9% of new contracts come, among which InSwerve accounts for 50%. So because of the group synergy effects, our non-insurance business, our SBI insurance, can grow at a very high speed. On the agent channel, the SBI Sumishin Net Bank, 19%, SBI Securities, 18%, in the share of new contracts through agencies' sites. For the SBI group as a whole, 41% comes from agencies' sites. So again, here on the agency channel, group synergy is very important. Housing and real estate business, there was some impact from the earthquake. Life Living, the ticket distribution center and other internet media business revenue of SBI Life Living declined temporarily due to cancellations and postponements of entertainment shows. But we are already seeing recovery to the other normal level. This is the changing conditions of the real estate market before and after the earthquake. The number of existing condominium contracts dropped greatly in March, April, and May, and some recovery in June. And the new start, the decline after the earthquake can be caught up in the second half. the number of new housing starts dropped in 1995 and it jumped again in 1996. And a similar the phenomenon is expected in the latter half of fiscal 2011. Because of the rising consumption, the tax, because the house is very expensive, so there, I think we can expect a lot of the last minute buyers of the houses. So the 2016 and 17, we will see the much increase. The life living, the revenue dropped because of the earthquake, but in the first the quarter, the negative the numbers were recorded for the first quarter as ordinary income and net income. But for the full year basis, we do not expect any negative numbers. The SBI, the mortgage, because of the earthquake, there were drops. But in the June, where the bottom came in the May, and some recovery in June, and more recovery in July. So we are not very concerned about their business either. Looking at March, some negative impact and the some recovery in later months. That is the general the trend. But now this the range of the drop was so huge. In 2010, the drop from March through April was 16.7%, but this year it is as much as 42.7%, and the recovery is not sufficient yet after the big drop. But in July, I heard that the business is recovering more. As to mortgage business, we are going to the list in the Korean exchange. First, we thought about KOSDAQ, but we were encouraged to go to main market, namely KOSPI market. It is the main market, bigger size, and the mainly consists of blue chips. So now we have decided to be listed on KOSPI market. Because in the KOSPI market, unless there are changes in fundamentals, the company's shares are relatively stable. So this is the very first Japanese company to be listed in KOSPI market. And we are going to apply for the listing in early August and expect to get approval from the end October to November. And if the market is good, then we will get listed within December. If not, if the market is not so good, we will postpone the timing of the listing. Establishment of a business structure designed to disperse risks and enhance profitability. In 2008, in September, there was Lehman shock. And after that, there were serious big events. For any players in the financial market, those big events were really worrisome. In January 2010, the sovereign debt shock in Europe, starting from Greece. In January 2011, the so-called Jasmine democratization movements in MENA area, a big concern for the oil prices. And after that, there was this great earthquake in Japan and the nuclear power generation issues. And this time, it was not only the earthquake and tsunami, but there's this big issue of the nuclear power plants, the big impact on the Japanese economy. The supply chain issue also exists. So the very important component industry in Japan was struggling. Some of the components could not be produced. And the nuclear power plant issue is the issue for the whole nation, not only the devastated area. And the electricity shortage gives a lot of constraints on all of the industries. And all the other industries, including the forestry and agriculture, impacted and not recovering yet, and there's a hollowing out of the industries. And because of the limited electricity, the whole country is experiencing the hollowing out of industry. So that is the current situation. And these things seem to settle down a little bit, and then the Greek the crisis is emerging again. So the Greece problem has not been solved fundamentally. Basically, the euro problem, euro issue, is of course about one currency, euro, and it is the monetary issue as well as the fiscal issues, because fiscal issues are left to each European country. So under such the program, things cannot go well. So-called pigs, the problem, or the similar problems that will emerge more and more. In my opinion, I think the only way for Greece to be saved is to get out of the euro. And the problem of U.S. Financial side, the ceiling of U.S. debt that is at halt. And if there's no solution, of course, there will be a downgrading, and a default can also happen. The Pax Americana, the dollars being the key currency, is probably collapsing. Under such circumstances, a financial institution like ourselves, how are we going to survive? There was Paribas shock and Lehman shock. And since these crises, that's all I think about, how to survive as a financial institution in the current turmoil. The Japanese financial institutions consolidate to survive, getting the taxpayers' money. If not, many of them must have gone under. Even large the banks are on the verge of the collapse. And how can we survive? So three things that we have been doing as follows: swiftly, flexibly streamline the SBI Group to reflect existing environmental change. 2, diversify risk exposure by establishing a group of companies with a diverse business portfolio. 3, diversify risks regionally by developing businesses not only in Japan but also in foreign countries. As Dr. Drucker says, most important thing for the management is to survive. Survive. Company that launched 10 years ago, only 6.3% of the companies launched 10 years ago survive. Only 3 out of 1,000 companies which were established 20 years ago survive. Only 2.5 companies out of 10,000 companies established 30 years ago are still in the market. So 70% of the Japanese companies are operating in the red. So that is the current status. How can we survive under such circumstances? Acquisition of full ownership, merger and integration, or JV establishment. So because our system's cost is about 15 billion yen, and we would like to reduce it by 25 to 40% over 3 years. And we also did the liquidation and disposal of equity interests. We have been doing these 4 things. And as I said before, we have Brilliant Cut initiative. Brilliant Cut is the cut which makes the diamond most beautiful. It is 58-faceted diamond. And we chose 58 businesses to make already profitable one more profitable, and the non-profitable one to make them profitable ones.
And if they don't fare well, we will dispose of them. That's the determination we have. of 58 entities, 11 companies are running the deficit. The total deficit and 81% of the total losses are represented by three entities. SBI Card is one. In term ending March 2011, they ran 3.5 billion yen loss. And in the first quarter this year, they ran the loss of 1 billion yen. And 200 million yen was spent for the promotion. So the actual loss stood at 760 million yen. If you multiply by 4, I think the loss is much smaller than 3.5 billion yen. SBI Card is engaged in the card business, like the Visa or MasterCard. And SBI Equal Credit, the consumer business, has been also acquired by the SBI Card for the consumer credit business. We have already suspended the new lending, and they are only collecting the debt. So in the matter of time, I think this would nullify their business operation. 45.1% unsecured consumer loan balance was declined to, and 5.32 billion as of June, and 1.875 billion is the bad debt, according to our definition. So it's not the case that they can't really collect the debt, but if the due date is overrided, then we define it as a bad debts. For card business, portion equal to what the Masters or Visa do, we already determine the rough policy, but by the end of the year, we'd like to give the thorough review of the business policy so that the business wouldn't breed. So we are collecting devices, ideas for that. The second company running the deficit is SBI Japan Next. Operating loss last year stood at 1.1 billion yen. For this quarter, it has been down to 140 million yen. So very dramatically, the loss has been mitigated. For this company, since the inception, PTS, with the name of SBI Japan Next Security, was considered to provide the benefit to the investors and entities because Japan didn't have such a exchange. It was not for us to make the profit, but it was regarded more of a social asset and infrastructure for the investors to really make the most out of it. And we have the 100% ownership initially, and Goldman Sachs now has the equity share of 50%, and 47.5% is being held by us, 37.5% being held by Goldman Sachs, the remainder held by Rakuten Securities and others. At a certain point in time, we are thinking to sell it, whether it would make the profit or loss. In accordance with the intention, originally Device would like to sell off this entity going forward. TSE and Osaka Stock Exchange, we never know what would happen to them in this industry. And globally, the stock exchange or securities exchange are reorganized. PTS eventually will be a target of the consolidation. New York Stock Exchange acquired ECN or Archipelago. And I think likewise, similar situation might recur here in our end. And then we could expect quite a profit out of the sales of this entity. SBI Ala Promo lost 1.1 billion last year. In this quarter, the 240 million yen has been already the loss we incurred. and sales promotion expense is 300 million this year, 400 million next year, 500 million yen the year after. That is the size of promotion expense we are envisaging so that ALA could be positioned on par with a vitamin, for instance, as the component and ingredients for the health foods. We started with the supplements and cosmetics products to be marketed, and eventually the core will be the pharmaceutical drug. Currently, a number of things are being done to develop the pharmaceutical product out of this substance. Basically, 81% of a loss is incurred by three entities, as I mentioned, but the size of the loss will be dwindling, and on the other hand, they will become a source of revenue, or by selling them, we can expect a sizable capital gain. We'd like to diversify risk exposure by establishing a group of companies with a diverse business portfolio. Our businesses, be it for securities or venture capital, are dependent upon the stock market. When it goes well, it will go well, but when it goes down, it's hard to earn the profit. So irrelevant to the ups and downs and volatilities of the stock market, we'd like to diversify business to minimize our risks. The bank we established in 2007 or insurance company we established in 2008 may take time to become profitable. It may take more time for a life insurance company to be profitable. But once they turn black, I think the profit size will be significant. General insurance, even though they run the deficit, we can let them go public and list it. Life Net apparently is considering to get listed. The type of the business is regardless of whether they earn profit or loss, would fare well as long as we can see how many customers they can capture and how much share they can reap. Then I think the deficit may not be that impactful for them to go IPO. So 13 trillion yen for insurance business can be deferrable because they can accommodate the red figure in the initial years. Bio-related business, which I have been advocating for quite a number of years, is going to be a trigger to create a new industry so that we can engage ourselves in the new sector of the business to nurture the new industry here in Japan and from Japan. And the very first case for us was the information technology. We got the finance from the market and set up the fund in 2003 dedicated to IT. 150 billion was collected and was invested into a single segment. I was considered crazy at that time in the venture capital concentration of the whole money into one area was regarded crazy because the chance of making a success is two or three out of a thousand. That is the characteristics with the venture capital. So our advice to diversify, but eventually we made a big success out of this concentrated investment into IT because we knew that in the 21st century, the major success factors would be out of IT or biotechnology. So we concentrated our investment in that area, and we could also mitigate the risks by so doing. IT, nobody could negate or deny, was undeniably a success. And now that turned us to pay attention to biotechnology. Professor Yamanaka of University of Kyoto discovered iPS cell for the first time in the world. and the new domain is expanding. So I think this segment or sector of the industry is very intriguing for us all. Now, when it comes to the risk diversification, Pentagon management approach needs to be promoted to capture the synergy and reducing the risks. Pentagon has five sides and facets, and for the life insurance business planning department is already established, and with FSA we have started discussion in order to make a re-entry in June 2012. And each companies in the core business needs to be differentiated from others so that they can make a leapfrogging growth in the peer group. SBI Credit in the auto market or SBI Auto Support will be helping banks or general insurance. In case of SBI Securities, PTS or SBI Japan Next, Morningstar, Fund Bank, or Searchina providing information about financial or joint venture. Have been set up, which are differentiating us from the others in the peer group. And we can leverage them to go launch our business overseas. That is the Pentagon management. And MoneyLook or SBI Money Plaza can be shared amongst those different entities. Something like 7-Eleven, those franchisees can sell the insurance policies and can provide the mortgage loan for the housing loans, and bio-related business is represented by SBI Ala Promo, 5-amino-levulinic acid hydrochloride, a type of amino acid, will launch the TBCM and direct marketing starting September and 28th June. Ala Plus Research Laboratory was established to send the scientific information out in the market. That has been the new events surrounding Ala or ALA. Efficacy, new discoveries will be disseminated through this vehicle for the sake of marketing. Supplements, cosmetic products, cosmetics will be sold starting September. Full-fledged manner supplements are already on the market. 400,000 households would get the nationwide distributed products through Hikari Tsushin, which sells drugs and medicines via household distributors. For ALA, in May, Professor Kido of Kyoto Prefecture University at 65th Annual Meeting of Japanese Society of Nutrition and Food Science stated that through the administration of ALA, improved metabolism, including increased oxygen consumption and rise in body temperature, suppression of accumulation of body fat. And actually, 300 researchers will be enrolled under the ALA Perforin Association. And they have an annual symposium, biannual international conference, quarterly issuance of academic journal, ALA Perforin Science. So different researchers and scientists publish the paper, make the presentations on ALA research, and that itself will be a promotion activity for us. And the intraoperational diagnostics of brain tumors for cancer treatment. The phase 3 will be completed by the end of October, and by the end of fiscal 2012, I think the approval will be rendered so that it will become drug on the market. And it can also be applied to a carcinoma, which is jointly researched by Kochi University, and also cancer diagnosis. Together with Tokyo Institute of Technology, we are developing the cancer screening process or urine test instruments. The serum test would take us time But if it will be tested through urine, now you can spot where the cancer is. And this is under study and development currently, together with Tokyo Institute of Technology. Again, cytochrome C oxidase, or COX, can be activated with administration ALA, according to the research done by Tokyo Institute of Technology. So these are the initial outcome of the research on ALA. I'm wondering whether they get a souvenir of ALA supplements. I think you might find some of the sample supplements of ALA, so please take it to see the efficacy. Melanoma, which is a skin cancer, clinical testing has been started in the United States and in the Kyoto University Hospital. The clinical research regarding the melanoma is started, and there has been a press release issued by Kyoto University through the global network. Such projects are being promoted not only in Japan, but would like to diversify the risks by expanding the operations elsewhere outside Japan, diversify the country risk and forex risk. Because we have the operations in Asia, in the asset management area, we didn't shoulder much risk. So the regional diversification of the risks becomes very important. To expand our business in overseas, in the first stage, we'd like to establish the global PE investment structure centering around Asia. We'd like to form the partnership with the local entities, the prominent ones, and jointly form the joint fund. Of the five financial groups in Taiwan, together with Shingo Group, we try to cover the Greater China, including China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, particularly creating the fund and making an investment into unlisted companies. So one after another, we've set up those joint funds. A couple of more to come, since we are having discussions with relevant partners to cover almost the whole region in Asia. And next is the development of overseas financial services. And on the different locations of the continents, we have made an entry. The parent company of BNI Securities, the president came yesterday, and we dined together, and we come to an agreement that will cover a wide area of business together. We can start up the online banking there, or microfinancing, or OTC market for Forex can also be jointly run. And ambassador of Indonesia also attended the dinner. He's originally from the private sector, is not a trained diplomat, so he's well-versed in the business or private sector industry. So I could have a number of topics covered during our conversation. And he was willing to support our business out there. So we'd like to launch our business in the financial sector elsewhere outside Japan. But in view of the stages of the economic development, initially they start with steel or the equipment for transport. And I think those are the organizations ranked in the top 10 in terms of the market cap. But 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 in China are the financial institutions already in terms of the size of the market cap. In the 60s, Japanese financial institutions were not ranked in the top 10, but in the 70s, financial institutions or insurance companies were prevalent in the top 10 rankers. Those financiers, and if the automobiles will increase in number, Of course, they would demand auto insurance. And those people who are not covered by the life insurance may have to see the need for life insurance with the growing middle income bracket. And if the income exceeds $5,000, there will be an increasing demand for life insurance. So those organizations in the sector would see the increased market capitalization. Private equity fund can be set up together with a prominent partners, and we can support those organizations providing expertise and know-how that we accumulated in Japan to those investees. We can export and implant our expertise there so that our presence and footfall there would be unshakable. And our performance after IPO would be immense. Or even though you don't have to go IPO, you can make a profit out of sales of this entity. And next, the creating the network value by organically coordinating the group's domestic and overseas business. BNI Security in Indonesia is one of the examples. And the state-owned companies will be privatized. If we become a lead underwriter, then some of the shares can be sold here in Japan for the Japanese investors. If we go public offering, it will take time. So private offering with the syndicates of three or four organizations in the group can promote this private offering for a select potential investors. Making money only from net or online transaction would become tough, even for Cambodia. We have to develop different products so that high net worth in Japan can buy those products. And of course, general retail investors can also take part in the public offering once there is a solid base for that. And organic networking, both at home and abroad, could be a key to the success. If you want to make an investment into a large enterprise in China, the size of investment is too large for a single company to finance. So you set up the funds to finance them, and you like to collect the money from the local partners to finance them. And having a large stake in the investee would allow us to have a say vis-a-vis their management. And that is the type of stake that we'd like to have in the invested company to make sure that investee will go IPO. So even at the moment, we have different discussions from several overseas partners. We are making investment into a number of joint venture fund abroad. And Korea Finance Corporation, Japan Korea Parts Material Fund, or Korea National Pension, Pan-Asian Fund, or Korea Telecommunications Operators Association, Mobile Venture Fund, have been already selected as the management companies. SBI Investment Korea is entrusted with the largest amount of money from the Korean government. Korean government would not depend upon the banks to finance the venture companies. They try to finance the venture capital to nurture venture companies, allowing the venture capital to make the investment after the screening process so that the appropriate venture company can be fostered. The loan would not be determined upon whether the loan is securitized, secured or not. without having the knowledge of the future profitability. But they try to listen to their professionals' opinions, and profit income statement is to be formulated, monitoring the cash flow, and determining whether or not they would make an investment in insured Forrester, the venture company. Expertise and know-hows that we hold would also be leveraged by them, because we have invested into 807 companies, mostly the internet-related companies. And we have accumulated tremendous and exorbitant know-how that have helped bringing up these companies. The Korean IT companies may grow with the transferring of such expertise and knowledge from the IT companies brought up here in Japan. And those are the companies who are targeting for investment. And we are trying to found the global underwriting system for securitization of state-owned enterprise accompanied with their privatization. SBI Fonpen Securities, wholly subsidiary of SBI Holding, and it has been determined as the lead underwriter of state-owned Shonan-Krio Otomos Port. And for FD Security Joint Stock Company, we have a shareholding of 20%. BNI Securities, we have 25% stake. So these can be brought to the Japanese market through the private placement initially. And research is underway for this possibility. And we develop online financial business in overseas through transference of systems and know-how this SBI Group attained in Japan to investee financial institutions. OB Bank investment is already completed with a 50% of stake. We try to turn them into online bank. Internet infrastructure is well established in Russia. Mobile phone, smartphones are becoming proliferant. It doesn't have to be PC. As long as they have mobile device, our business can sustain. As long as they have smartphone or mobile phones, without having PCs, our business can sustain, because the time for PC has already ended. In a year or a year and a half, we'd like to turn OB Bank into Internet Bank. So what used to be done in Moscow can be expanded throughout the nation in Russia, because that's what we've already experienced in Japan. We'd like to make them online-enabled as soon as possible, so the systems and know-how that we have can be transferred to them as soon as possible. We can recover our capital by selling this entity off later on. And we also like to provide financing opportunities between overseas partners, investee banks, and SBI Group. We'd like to promote this initiative. To facilitate these endeavors, our subsidiary in Hong Kong will become our second headquarters. Overseas business functionalities can be transferred there, as I have been advocating for, and executive members there can be the top executives of our key partner members. And 3-4 times a year, we gather there in Hong Kong, exchanging opinions of overseas business opportunities, presenting, making proposals about the ideas that they might have. And already, CEO of AD Abu Dhabi got us consent. Yesterday, the president of BNI gave me consent. Dr. Bin, FDP of Cambodia, PNB, Tansley, Malaysia, will be visited by myself during the second week of August. Sprenchik, Russia, Metropole, would also want to give a consent to us. And we can gather together at one venue, exchanging our opinions and creating new business. These people are really prominent, excellent people. They have a very free, flexible mind, and they've set up and grow their business by themselves. In Vietnam, we formed the fund, private equity. We invested 20% to the securities firm, and Chien Phong Bank, 20% stake we have. For the venture company in Vietnam, we can provide a one-stop service. Before going IPO, we can finance the joint venture company without dilution. They can have loan extended by the banks if they can anticipate IPO. And at the time of IPO, FD Securities can be a lead underwriter or number two to help them go IPO. And FPT Securities can handle the secondary market. And through direct and indirect financing, striking the balance, FPT Securities can continue providing service to those startup companies. Japan, China, M&A is utilizing China-Japan M&A Club. Japan's information can be disseminated to China so that we can conclude the deal as soon as possible. And we are collecting the information from China as well. Investees have started considering the opportunities of forming joint venture with the Chinese organizations. M&A Club and through different channels that we have, we'd like to assist them form joint venture, and we'd like to also make an investment to have a stake there to help them list their stocks eventually. The time is with us for Asia. To the total trade value in 2011, half of the trade value is registered from Asia. US, EU, and others share has been down from 70% to 49.5%. Portion for Asia would become bigger. Japan is hesitant about TPP, reluctant to accede to the agreement. Japan will be passed and left behind if that is the case, and the manufacturers of the trade partners will join TPP and start exporting from their local production hub, not from Japan. And Japan would be facing with the severe hollowing out of the industry. And we can propose ideas for financing or M&A to assist the organizations not simply launching the branch office, but we work with local partners who would collect grassroots information, and together with us, we can keep providing the Japanese companies with valuable information, which is quite unique to us. Started with asset management, financial services, businesses we entered into, and we try to promote and pursue the global synergy to the fullest. This is our way. And we'd like to expand the foundation for the business. September 15, 2008 and March 11, 2011. The Nikkei average is this down. So if the trough is deep, the peak could be higher. Suppose that would be the situation, then SBI Securities, for instance, comes back to the past peak, how much profitability they should enjoy. March 2006 was the peak time for the individual brokerage trading value for SBI Securities. And the number of accounts were 1.23 million, currently 2.21 million, and the share increased to 33.8% from 23.1%, and the commission rate is down by 1 percent point, and brokerage commission 48.6 billion yen at the time of 2005, and it has come down to 16.3 billion, down by 66.5%. In fiscal 2010, other revenues increased by 23.7% because we could diversify the source of revenue. We could expand the other revenues. Operating income at the peak time was 36.9 billion. Currently, as of March 2011, it's down by 73.2%, down to 9.9 billion. If the market comes back to the past peak level, the things will dramatically change. Our operating income would be 36.5 billion yen if the peak will be revisited. Given the current revenue commission rate or the revenue from the FX transaction, I think this is the level increase that we can have. But if it doesn't come back to that high, but comes back to the level of pre-Lehman shock, March 2008, then the operating profit will be 25.6 billion yen. So when the market comes back, the profit can recover this high, and we have to do whatever we can do when the market is down and bad. You can't just do anything and leave the things as they are. Investment into the venture capital in 2008, 2009, and 2010, the number of invested companies and the amount are overwhelmingly high compared with others in the peer group. Investment was made when the asset size is drawn down. So when the price comes back for the asset, I think all the investees would provide us with treasure, so to speak. So those companies who did nothing when the market is bad, even though market recovers, and the venture capital companies earn profit, they didn't make a leader investment, so they cannot make money. When the situation was very tough on us, we did invest into the potential profitable entities. The yen has become so much appreciated. As of July 21st, 2011, this is the changeover from the September 16, 2008, against yuan, over 20% appreciation of yen and 24% against the dollar. And we have announced that the funds are to be set up in different parts of the world, but we take enough time to make a true investment. And 40.42 billion yen is yet to be paid, accounting for 71.51% to the committed amount. When the yen hits the peak, we can pay. So in terms of yen, the cost for investment will be much lower. As of end of June 2011, the total market value of IPO companies is 21.9 billion and 19.5 billion is the investment cost. Unrealized profit. So you don't have to be worried about the financing. Our customer base, this is a reference material for you, stands at 12.16 million. To those people, our service is being offered.